Welcome back to Master Mindset Podcast, episode 174.
What's up, team? In this one, we're talking about getting to neutral. Let's go. All right, listeners, here's a pop quiz. Question true or false. There are two modes of thinking, either positive or negative. The answer is false. There's a middle ground. And this concept I learned from the late, great Trevor Moad, who was a mental performance coach that worked with a lot of teams from Alabama to Florida State to the Clippers to the Memphis Grizzlies to the Mets to the Angels to companies. And he worked with Russell Wilson, let Russ cook. Can't believe Russ is now with Denver. But a key concept that Trevor was able to recognize that when you go into these challenging environments, these elite alpha leader environments, that if you just go in and say, everybody just think positive, like people would say, no, that's not actually true because my contract, my livelihood, my family, my health is on the line. So just thinking positive, it doesn't always work because, you know, I'm struggling. I'm challenged. This is a scary moment, or there's a lot of obstacles here, or there's a lot that we're facing. So I think, but what Trevor knew based off of his research and his experience was that there's no benefit to going negative. There's a zero evidence that going negative and being a victim and being a pessimistic and a catastrophizing and living in the past in a shameful place or verbalizing things that are negative, there's no evidence that that helps. Actually, a lot of evidence that that's going to kill you. It's going to destroy you. Like attracts like. Energy flows where focus goes. So when you think it to get to neutral, the core concept is to not go negative. Do a negativity audit, a negativity diet. What you verbalize, what you consume, what you think about. So mental conditioning is what you see, hear, and experience. So what are you consuming? Stop being around or watching or listening to negative stuff. Stop what you verbalizing negative stuff. Now, when you're in a therapy session, verbalize it all. But when you're, you know, writing emails and talking to people, like, just don't verbalize it. What, you know, it's said to you speak it into existence by giving a thought shape, by creating a word, creating an image. So why would you verbalize it? Yeah, it's hot outside. So what? Yeah, that's a bad referee. So what? Yeah, the marketplace access to that account's hard. So what? When you go negative, negativity is undefeated. We can't guarantee that being positive always works. We know that being negative works every time. So there are four steps to get to neutral. Or maybe five. Let's go with five, team money. So here's an example that Trevor would give about Russell. So it was the NFC title game versus the Green Bay Packers in its 2014. And it's the fourth quarter, and Russell's thrown four interceptions, and they're down by 16 points in the fourth quarter. Now, if you think about this term that psychologists call toxic positivity, someone would say, oh, we're going to win. Guys, don't worry about it. We got them right where we want them. We're going to win. Like, say, dude, bro, shut up. No, we're losing by 16 with like 8 minutes to go. Like, just stop. That's actually doing more harm. Because sometimes when you're in a really dire, challenging moment, if you have this fake positivity, it creates a false expectation that adds extra pressure, and it's more future-based, right? So staying neutral is like right here, right now. So Russell used the language, I'm going to keep fighting. I'm going to keep fighting. And fighting is a neutral statement, right? And they sure enough came back and won that game. But let's break down five steps, five ways, five defining traits of getting to neutral. Five traits. Before I give you the five traits, think about running a race and you have an audience or crowd on the right cheering, crowd on the left booing. And all you hear is noise in that race. So if you want to hear more cheers, don't cheer louder, turn down the boos. That's what it means to be neutral. We don't need to be more positive. Let's be less negative. So step one, when you're being neutral, is to get to truth. Go to truth as best you can. Try not to let emotion dictate your actions, but assess the facts in a non-judgmental way. Get to truth. Like, what has happened? I think sometimes in sports and performance and sales and business, we let our emotions, or in a relationship, we let our emotions Cloud are decisions. Cloud are ability to process and learn what's happening. So go to truth. Number two is to stay present. Let's stop over critiquing good or bad. Let's stop thinking past or future. Let's not be either too high or too low. Some would say this is a form of being a stoic, but let's just challenge yourself to be present. You know, shame's in the past, fear's in the future. Being neutral is in the present moment, here and now. Number three is what is in your control. Analyze what is in your control and what is out of your control. Let's just stop major minor things. Let's say, hey, what is in my control now? Let's get to truth. What is happening? Your past doesn't have to predict your future. Let's be present, but what's in my control? What can I do right now? With a grim diagnosis or news of challenge, like, okay, what does this actually mean? In therapy, they call this ACT, acceptance and commitment therapy, or coaching. So accept it, but then commit. Hey, what's in my control? Then number four is I'm not going to go negative. I think the crux of neutral thinking is there's no upside to going negative. I don't have to be positive. I'm not going negative. So what are the thoughts and behaviors that you commit to do or commit not to do? You know, maybe pick that. What are the things I commit not to do? And the last one, really the core of staying neutral is really behavior-based. Like, what's the next behavior? So you say, what's the next right step? What is a winning behavior that you'll execute right now? Team Money, we got that? So five of them, get to truth, be present, what's in your control, non-negativity, and what's the next right step? So maybe assess your life right now, Team Money. How can you do a better job of getting to neutral?
That's good. I think a lot of it is staying present is a big one. Sometimes I like start thinking too much into the future, thinking about stuff like that, like what could happen. And that can lead to disappointment sometimes or stuff like that. And then also I think another one is the what's in my control, like realizing that there's things that just aren't in my control. If they happen, they happen. And it's all about how I deal with it. But yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it, I think I do a pretty good job with the negative thinking. Like, I don't talk negatively a ton. Obviously, there's always room to do better at that. But I think overall, I do pretty good at that. But it's those other aspects that can help me, as Trevor says in the book, downshift to neutral.
Yeah, it's like driving a car.
Yeah.
When you're in reverse, you can't get to drive without going to neutral first before you can move forward. So let's stop going backwards. Let's get to neutral, assess. And man, we got this. We got this, squad. Hey, what are you going through right now? Or where's a challenge you foresee? We are going to face with challenges. It could be with your kids. It could be with a job. It could be anything you're going through. Check out the book, Getting to Neutral, Trevor Moad, forward by Sierra. I think, and Trevor passed away this summer. I think that's going to be like just a good roadmap. Aside from all these resources, say, oh, be positive thinking. Well, that sometimes is always not the right setting and the right time to do that. There's a time for abundance and love and joy and gratitude. I love all that for sure. But when you get to neutral, I think the crux of it is, hey, what's the next right behavior? Let's get to truth. What is happening? Mm-hmm. Let's not be this false positive that can sometimes create more stress. But hope you like this, team. Hope you're learning today. Hope you're in the mind gym getting better. Don't just exercise. You got to exercise.
Let's go.
But if you like this, share us with a friend. Give us a review. Give us a rating. We love the support. And Team Money, it's go time. The body has limits,
but the mind is limitless.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.